At 7:06, it's clear, 14 degrees below zero. That is our low for the past 24 hours as well. We look forward to be sunny today, a high near 16. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. A quick note before we dive into the news, the Audubon Community Schools are starting 2 hours late this morning. That's a two-hour late start for Audubon due to a water main break. Also, no AM pre-kindergarten at the school. However, St. John's Christian Preschool will hold their regular classes. A standing room only crowd attending last night's meeting of the Audubon City Council hoped to get answers to questions they had about the council's decision not to reappoint Laura Hansen as city clerk during their meeting on January 13th. But they received very few answers that weren't hidden behind the cloak of the law. After a lengthy and sometimes contentious session, the council tabled action on appointing an interim city clerk, pending talks with interim city attorney David Wiederstein, who was appointed to fill the position of Lance Levis. Levis turned in his resignation last Thursday. Hansen has agreed to remain city clerk in the interim until the matter is taken up again in 2 weeks. During the session, it was pointed out that the council may have broken the law with regard to what transpired during their last session and the events which led up to it. Don Roy, a citizen of Audubon, and city administrator in Manning said they violated Iowa code of the previous meeting by not having the appointment of a city clerk on the agenda 24 hours in advance of the meeting.
Section 2A talks about that it has to be 24 hours in advance. When you go to 21.6, it talks about the enforcement. 3A is damages. That's against each and every one of you that knowingly violated that. 3C talks about it shall void any action taken in violation of this chapter. Granted, nobody's taken a lawsuit at this point, but that gives Sam, Mr. Mayor, grounds to veto that. Very simply, you need to write on a piece of paper that you veto it because it was in violation of section 21.4. By doing that, you would force the council to take an action in front of public with 24 hours notice on reappointment of the clerk.
But Kaufman chose not to veto the previous meeting's action. Roy also made a request under the Iowa Open Records Law for documents pertaining to actions leading up to the January 13th meeting and any other pertinent information. The main question the 100 or so people who were in attendance at the meeting had was why the council thought it was necessary to replace Hansen, who has served the city for more than 30 years, with Janet Nelson, who, by the way, subsequently withdrew her name from consideration. Councilman John Wetzel said that was something they couldn't discuss.
We can't talk about it. Legal advice is that this is just a normal appointment. Laura was on a two-year appointment, or was supposed to be on a two-year appointment. At the end of that 2 years, we appoint somebody else. It is not a performance-based appointment. Now, if we want to talk performance, then that enters different areas. And we were advised by legal counsel not to talk about performance. If someday, if we can talk about more things, then we will.
Wetzel also denied allegations Nelson was chosen in behind-the-scenes activities that would have been illegal under Iowa code.
There was no interview of Janet Hansen. She was, Janet Nelson. She was referred to me by a citizen that said that this would be a good person for the city clerk or for some position in Audubon, but it was a city clerk. I talked to Janet. I saw her resume. That was the interview. There was no interview.
Newly elected Councilman Jason Hocker was asked why, since he never worked with Hansen, he would make a motion to, quote, get rid of her. Hocker sidestepped the answer by saying he's already spoken about the matter in area newspapers, but that didn't sit well with the man who asked the question.
You can't answer it now?
There is no further answer.
In front of this forum,
I've already answered that question.
Not to this
committee.
You know, that'll surprise
me. I think you owe it to the public here.
That's why we're here.
Something.
We voted you on.
You know what? If we would have known that you were going to make the motion to get rid of our city clerk, who's doing a wonderful job, because I worked with her 28 years, I just about can guarantee that you would have never been elected. If you would have said that in your campaign speech in the paper, you'd have never got voted in.
Elsewhere in area news, police in Red Oak report the arrest Monday night of 38-year-old Rachel Charisse Kathleen Haddon. The Red Oak woman was taken into custody at around 7:50 p.m. and charged with fifth-degree theft. Haddon was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and later released on $300 bond. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report the arrest Monday night of a Corning woman. Catherine Scrivener was taken into custody at around 8:20 p.m. on a warrant charging her with domestic abuse assault. The incident allegedly took place January 16th. And police in Atlantic reported yesterday four people had been arrested recently. On Friday, 58-year-old Blaine Buchanan of Atlantic was arrested on two Cass County warrants for failure to appear to serve jail time. And 24-year-old Marshall Fisher of Atlantic was arrested Friday for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. On Sunday, 43-year-old Carl Kemp of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for domestic abuse assault. And that same day, 22-year-old Brady Solberg of Atlantic was arrested for simple assault. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Leon Cooper, age 87, of Greenfield and formerly of the Fontenelle area, died Friday. Funeral services for Leon Cooper will be today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Judy Turner Wright, age 68, of Atlantic, died Thursday. No services are planned for Judy Wright, but a celebration of life gathering will be held today from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Joanne Neary, age 81, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Joanne Neary will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Nola Lamb, age 82, of Redfield, died Friday. Funeral services for Nola Lamb will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Dwayne C. Partlow, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Dwayne Partlow will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Fairview Congregational Church in rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Myrna Nelson, age 76, of Shelby, died Sunday. Funeral services for Myrna Nelson will be Thursday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Dorothy Betts, age 89, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dorothy Betts will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Paul Testrode, age 73, of Carroll, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Paul Testrode will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Mary Carney, age 81, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mary Carney will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the Anita Community Center. Hawkenbury, England Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Leslie Lucky Osborne, age 70, of Atlantic, died Friday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Funeral services for Lucky Osborne will be Thursday at 1:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Irma Bickford, age 106, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Irma Bickford will be on Friday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Otis Blakely, age 99, a longtime resident of Lewis, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Otis Blakely are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.